The Trump administration's plan to add a question about citizenship status to the 2020 census has been met with multiple lawsuits, as we've reported before on the show. Several states have filed suit, as have some individuals from here in Arizona. Their concern? If the federal government asks everyone if they're a citizen of the country or not, many immigrant communities will avoid the census altogether out of fear of retaliation. And that could lead to an undercount, which would mean those communities wouldn't get millions in federal funding that they need.
Last month, we spoke with Alejandro Chavez, grandson of Cesar Chavez, about his concerns about this for his community. He recently joined a legal challenge to the addition of the question as well.
A question asking about your citizenship and not marking it in a census, that is the first way to go in the shadows. And that's like where people just started coming out of.
And now the 17 members of the Arizona Latino Legislative Caucus have joined MALDEF as a plaintiff in a federal suit filed in Maryland that contests the move by the Trump administration. We're joined now by Representative Diego Espinoza, a Democrat and co-chair of the caucus. Representative Espinoza, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, and good morning.
So tell us first why you felt this was necessary to join this lawsuit.
Well, first and foremost, as Arizona is one of the fastest growing states in our country, it's this asking this question will be detrimental for many reasons. Specifically, not having an accurate vote count will definitely impact infrastructure needs as well as representation at the federal level. And so that's the major concern that we have. Specifically, one more thing I'd like to mention is that also too, Jeff Sessions and the Trump administration have repeatedly attacked immigrants and has racial rhetoric that is harmful. And these policies that are going to be put in place is just politically motivated and is not good for our country in order to get an accurate vote count for our communities in general.
Yeah. So your district, you represent some parts of West Phoenix. So what are your concerns for your community? Have you heard from constituents about this? Are they concerned?
Yes. And again, going back to Jeff Sessions and some of the political rhetoric that has been coming out of the federal government, many people are concerned, specifically Latinos and other ethnic groups specifically, because of the fact that what is happening at the federal level and how this can impact us at the national, at the local levels too, is that they may not want to even answer the door for anyone that's just basically collecting the data for the census. I have had citizens call me and ask that they would actually not even want to leave their homes because of the fact that they're in fear of being isolated or being accused of being an illegal immigrant, even though, in fact, they are legally allowed to be in this country or they are citizens of this country.
Yeah. One of the things that Alejandro Chavez mentioned in our interview last month about this as well was that this harkens back to the times of SB 1070 and when the Latino community here was sort of trying to hide and felt like they were being attacked. Does this feel like that in your neighborhoods?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, when you speak about that, one of the things that I think people have failed to also recognize is that this data that is so important to not only our country, but also to entities that utilize this data for businesses, universities, nonprofit organizations, a wide variety of research purposes. And that data is so important for us to make sure that we have the correct amount of information, and including this question may definitely hurt that process. So again, this information is not only used as a private matter, but also publicly to make sure that we have the correct count here in Arizona and as well as in our country. And this will, having this question in there will definitely hurt us. Yeah. And in my community specifically.
Last thing for you real quickly here. So even if the federal government did get citizen information from people on the census, that law enforcement wouldn't be able to use that information to do something like deport somebody. But are people still afraid, and you think that would still prevent people from answering the other questions on the census?
Absolutely. And I think it goes to one step further that we have individuals in our communities that have spoken out and said they won't even answer the door to have the actual census individuals coming to your door to actually get that data. They won't even answer the door. And so you have not only not having zero information, so you would have an extreme undercount, but also too, you may have very limited information. And so, again, it's very important that we remove this question from the census to ensure that we can have every opportunity to have an accurate count as we move forward.
All right. That is Representative Diego Espinoza, a Democrat and the co-chair of the Arizona Latino Legislative Caucus. Representative Espinoza, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on. Have a wonderful weekend.